Good morning. As we celebrate the leave-taking of the Feast of Theophany, I pray that all of you who have celebrated this feast with your names and all of us who partake of the joy and the blessings of Theophany, may it remain with us throughout the course of the year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. This time of year, when I was in high school, brought to mind water, not so much because of Epiphany, but because I was on our high school swim team. And getting up at 5:30 a.m. in order to be in the water, like 64-degree water, that may sound warm, but it's not. First thing, and then to begin classes, and then to have swim practices afterwards, we spent a lot of time in the pool. And the events that I was mostly participating in were the med relays, or the medley relays, both the 100 and the 400 med relays. These are races that consist of four swimmers that take their leg, having touched the wall, the next swimmer jumps in. And the order of the race is first the backstroke, then the breaststroke, then the butterfly, then the freestyle. The idea being the slower of these strokes starts out. There's no way that a backstroker will ever beat a freestyler in a race. And so they get increasingly faster. And that is what I did for those 3 years, mostly a butterfly swimmer. And unlike in a relay race for runners, there's no baton in a swimming pool. That would be awkward and it would slow you down at least. But again, as I said, there's always an official watching to make sure that a swimmer touches the wall before someone jumps in. It's different and I think easier than runners who have to run with a baton in their hand the whole time. If it slips out of their hand for any reason, the whole team is disqualified. If the runner hands the baton off to a person and they drop it in the transfer or the exchange, the whole team is disqualified. If they fail to pass it off at all, the team is disqualified. So the passing off of a baton in a relay race is what runners rehearse with their timing and their stride over and over and over again, so that that baton can be passed. In today's gospel reading, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, we see a baton passed, as it were. Following John's arrest, we heard in Matthew's gospel today, Jesus began to preach the words spoken by John in the Jordan. And those words were simple: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, just as the event strokes get faster and more complicated as the race continues to cover more area in less time, with this transfer, we see that indeed this message takes on an entirely different meaning, a more powerful meaning. John introduced the way into the kingdom through what? Through the repenting of sins. And while proclaiming that, he said that the kingdom is now in our midst. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Christ, having received this baton in his hand, now is able to share an entirely different message with the same message. It is a distinct transformation at this time, in that he is the forgiver of the repentant sinner himself, and uniting that which is above with that which is below, as we read in the prayers of Theophany, the kingdom is now at hand because the King is now in our midst. As today's gospel reading, taken from the fourth chapter of Matthew, powerfully reveals to us, on this, the eighth day following Theophany, we have the message from our Lord. This message is that the kingdom is now revealed, and paradise which was once closed to us is now open unto us. And this kingdom being open is perceived to us, as the gospel today reads, by a great light that now shines in the world. Light is not the absence of darkness, but rather darkness is the absence of light. And even as the Baptist began to preach our condition, he preached not that he was the light, but rather that he prepared us for the light. He introduced us to the light. He made way for the light, and he yielded to the light. Scripture says that he was to decrease in order that Christ may increase. In other words, the darkness that was hovering over the world would firstly give yield to a faint glimmer of hope, and that hope would become that which would be a blinding radiance of salvation in the light of Christ. And this new radiant light that the gospel speaks of today through prophecy, the light of theophany, reveals much more than Christ himself in the world, but rather the entirety of the Holy Trinity, the triune God. St. Gregory Palamas reminds us that the act of our creation was an act of the entirety of the Holy Trinity. For we read in Genesis that the Trinitarian God said, "Let us make man in our image and according to our likeness." The Father made man in the image of the Word, that is the Christ, and breathed life to us through the Holy Spirit. The entirety of the triune God is present at the creation of humankind. And though we fell into darkness almost immediately following our creation, the triune God, in compassion and in his long-suffering mercy, at his appointed time, through the baptism of Christ, restored us to that light and to that brilliance. The light is now present at all of human creation is now recreated. We are refashioned. Humankind is reshaped in the waters of the Jordan River, in the presence of the Father's voice, in the presence of the incarnate Word that is the Christ, and in the descent of the Holy Spirit as a dove upon him. And immediately upon stepping onto dry land, having been baptized by John, the Lord is whisked into the desert for 40 days of being tested and emerging to begin his earthly ministry. No longer can this light ever be removed from us. It may diminish within us personally, but it can never depart from the world. Now, my beloved in the Lord, having been washed in the cleansing waters of the Jordan through the baptism of Christ, through the gift of our own baptisms, through the rituals and the blessings of theophany and the blessings of the water, that baton is now placed in new hands once again. It's placed in yours and it's placed in mine. We continue the race. We proclaim the Christ. We witness the light in the world, and we are commanded to pass it on to the next. The faster runner always anchors the relay team. The fastest stroke always finishes the med relay on your swim team. Continue the race, my brothers and sisters, both stronger and more vibrantly than those who came before you. Amen.